T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All of our lives changed with that moment right there. Ben Roethlisberger, 20 years ago to the day, the Steelers' 11th pick in the 2004 draft. Changed my life forever. I got to do a show with Ben. Very appreciative and thankful for that. That was a career maker for me. So congratulations to Ben on all his football success and also radio success, which I was able to ride coattails on that. Changed Donnie's life. Donnie got to see his favorite football team win 2 Super Bowls because of that draft pick.
Changed my life. I occasionally got in trouble for psychoanalyzing and being very critical of things he said on his radio show with you.
By the way, what happened to his podcast?
Yeah, where's Spence?
Are they on hiatus? There hasn't been one offseason in the basement.
Nothing. Did he even react to Fields and Wilson?
No.
You would think that that's prime. He's got a, hey, Spence, get over here. Puts up the Spence signal. What is the Spence signal?
One of the biggest things nodding. They say about podcasts and...
the immediacy. You react to instant events.
Not just that, but you got to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't just like... You guys on First and Pod. You guys, you're married to that.
Oh, First and Pod.
Yes. Growing by leaps and bounds.
Craig Riley coming back today to give me a big pat on the back for the First and Pod mock draft that we did.
He said that it was just great podcast.
He turned it into a 2-hour show.
Yeah, he just said it was great. First and Pod getting a ton of love. Man, Donnie, maybe we should just start a wrestling podcast called Let's Remember Some Guys.
First guest, the Honky Tonk Man.
Alive. Surprisingly for you, I just assumed you were going to name a dead guy.
Gettable? You think you could get him on?
Yeah, you know what? Donnie, I've seen interviews with the Honky Tonk Man. You know what he does? He just trashes every other person as being like a rube and a mark.
Oh, that'd be
idiot.
Great for you guys. I'll get you on the map. I heard the morning show talking about this Roethlisberger anniversary today. You know what the debate was? The semantics of all-time Hall of Famer versus all-time great.
Did you like semantics or did you think it was a silly...
Well, I listened to it and I'm bringing it up now, so I thought it was good, clearly.
Yeah, you could bring something up and have it be negative.
Well, Crowley's take was that Ben was not an all-time great, which I thought on the day we're celebrating this guy being drafted by the Steelers and delivering them championships, that's like if you show up, hey, honey, it's our 20th wedding anniversary. You sit down for dinner. My God, your ass looks huge in that outfit. What's wrong with you? Go change.
That might happen like the reverse, Amanda, on your 20th anniversary saying to you, you look like absolute garbage. I'm not being seen in public with
but
you
you're
like that.
Like, it's supposed to be cheerful and positive on an anniversary, not like, let's bring up this anniversary so we can tear this person down.
I like the discussion now that I'm thinking about it because it's just an offshoot of the old, there's... like the Hall of Fame, but within the Hall, there's the real exclusive club of everybody knows these guys are the greats of the greats.
Here's what they ended up doing, because they had Whaley in on this too. So they start talking about this, and so I'm thinking to myself, this is honestly a day that changed my life and a great day for every Steelers fan. This anniversary, 20 years ago today, Ben falls to them in the draft. They don't take Sean Andrews. It rewrites their history books. There's 2 more Lombardis because of it. But then I'm getting mad because I'm hearing Doug Whaley and Doran say that they would put Roethlisberger ahead of Peyton Manning.
No.
And I'm like, what is going on here?
No.
I'm all for talking about Ben moments and memories and being grateful for everything he's given this city and franchise and everything else. But, man, you want to talk about, like, putting a guy on high.
Now, Doug might be listening, and I respect Doug, obviously, because he's been there making the picks, been the man, been a GM. But can you give me the Cliff's Notes, since I did not hear this live, of what each man's argument was for why they would put him ahead of Peyton Manning?
Well, the argument was mainly that in a big game they would have preferred Ben over Manning.
Man, here's the problem. I know that this is end stage Peyton Manning, but in a big game, Peyton Manning with, like, basically the inability to throw the ball with any velocity more than, what, 20 yards, beat Ben.
That's right. But, I mean, Roethlisberger had Fitzgerald Toussaint at running back. I hear you. I agree
with
that.
Didn't Ben also have a shoulder injury?
He had a horrible shoulder injury.
Since Burfict just tossed the knee into it a week before?
No, he beat Manning in Manning's house. It's probably... In many ways, it's like his signature non-Super Bowl playoff victory.
I'm all for, like, you know, we have to have some civic pride, and there's provincial and parochial things that we say because we love our teams. Mm-hmm. But literally outside of Pittsburgh and outside of the Steelers fan base, not a single human being would have that opinion.
I would agree.
No other human being on earth would say Peyton Manning was inferior to Ben Roethlisberger.
I would agree with you.
And when Whaley said it, I was completely flummoxed by it. You know, he brought up the fact that he won the same number of Super Bowls as Ben. He won 5 MVP awards. It's the most. When he retired, he had all the records, but then Brady played longer and ended up breaking all of his regular season records.
You know what I like about Stathead these days, Pony, the football reference feature? You can just compare two players against each other, and they'll highlight in green who won which stat. I'm doing it right now.
Did maybe Ben throw fewer interceptions because he played?
No. Here are the ones that are highlighted in green. They each get one in green because they went 1-1 as playoff starters. Manning 3-0 in the regular season. Ben leads Manning in the following categories. They're tied in titles, obviously. He threw fewer interceptions than Manning. But he also attempted over 7,000 fewer passes, almost 8,000 fewer. He leads him in rushing attempts, rushing yards, rush yards per attempt, and rushing touchdowns. He barely, however, leads him in rushing TDs, which is wild.
There's got to be a way to show an expression of love for everything Ben Roethlisberger accomplished here on the day he was drafted and not say outlandish things like, I take him over Peyton Manning.
Do you think?
And I love those guys in the morning, and clearly it struck a chord with me because we're talking about it right now. So job well done, boys.
Crowley sitting here listening to this going, mission accomplished.
Yes. And Adam Crowley is just sitting there like, can we, again, we're talking about Ben in a very uplifting way, so you don't want to turn into a contentious argument, I get, but we're really going to say Ben was better than Manning?
How many quarterbacks do you go through before I say that to you, right? Like, Ben was better than blank. Now, you and I would say Ben was better than Brady. Hell no, Ben wouldn't even say that. Ben was better than Manning.
You're right, he would not say that.
Ben was better than Manning. I don't think Ben would say that either. Although, I think he would at least consider it because he went into Manning's house and beat him in a huge game. Ben was better than Rodgers. I actually don't think Ben would say that, even though he's got more Super Bowls. He knows how talented Rodgers is. I think in terms of guys who had prodigious records, we all know the line for Ben personally where he would start to say, wait a minute.
Well, he would say Montana. He would say Montana was better than him too, for sure.
He would not say Breeze was better than him, though, and that's the guy who has a lot of huge statistical numbers where Ben, I think, clearly felt he was better.
I agree with you on that.
Would he say, like, would he even have an opinion on himself versus a John Unitas?
Probably. I think he would look at all the championships Unitas won and say he was better than me.
What would he say about Steve Young? A guy who a lot of Niners fans even thought his apex was better than Montana.
I think you were going to ask me, like, where do I get to a point in the
what about
hierarchy
Elway,
of quarterbacks? No, he's not better than Elway. He's
Marino.
I know the guy's got zero. Does anybody in Pittsburgh want to say Ben Roethlisberger was a better quarterback than Dan Marino? I don't. I don't feel in
Penn
good.
Penn State grads?
But I think even then, there's like a...
Bradshaw's the one that's interesting.
And admiration
to me.
For... Yeah, and that's like a total...
It's personal.
Yeah, that's a personal thing, but also a generational thing. But even guys that are Donnie's age will say that Ben was better than Bradshaw. My father-in-law is one of those guys who watched both play and thinks Ben's better. So that's like you get to that, right? Like that's the sweet spot where you start, I think, to most people that are not completely biased and in the tank for Ben will start to like have, I think, very reasonable, robust debates about these guys. I think the Steve Young one is legitimate. Even though Young won two MVP awards, he did not have the longevity that Ben had. He had maybe 7 or 8 great years, and Ben was a franchise quarterback for 18.
Here's another one.
So I think that's close. I think that
if Patrick Mahomes' career ended right now, he's better than Ben. Anyone arguing that?
No, I don't think so.
Shouldn't be.
No, because I think also people are prisoner of the moment and they're watching Mahomes just school the NFL right now and win back-to-back championships. And yeah, so yeah, no one would say that.
But also, like, even in accomplishments, it's already good enough from Mahomes.
Like, Doran said that he would put Ben in his top 10 quarterbacks of all time. Would you do that?
No. I had this debate with somebody yesterday. In my DMs,
but here I'm doing it again. Like, I'm framing this as it sounds like a negative sounding take shots at Ben conversation, and it shouldn't be.
Can we play a little fun game? Then we'll do it lighthearted because I did have this. Where does he rank all time? And I know there's going to be like a Johnny Unitas type, although I'll mention him. I'm going to name a quarterback, right? I'm going to start counting on my fingers here on the live video feed. I'm going to name a quarterback. You and I come to a consensus. If they're better than Ben, thumb up or finger up. Here we go. Ready?
What's Donnie going to do? Just pretend like he's not here? Like, well, he's the kid at the top of the stairs,
Donnie,
watching his parents,
Donnie,
argue and he can't
flip
be included?
Flip that mic open. If we get a 2/3 majority or better, that guy is seen as better than Ben. Let's go with the obvious ones where I'm going to run through them, and unless somebody objects, like at a wedding at the end, we just keep going. Brady, Manning, Montana, Rodgers, Unitas.
Everybody. Mahomes.
Mahomes, 6. Elway, 7.
Marino.
8.
Favre.
9. 3 straight MVP awards. That's an easy one. It shouldn't be difficult or overthought. Breeze, for me, is better than
him.
He
is for me, too.
So that's 10 right there.
He's the most accurate quarterback in NFL history.
I know he played in a dome, but if you go look at the Drew Brees stats when he wasn't in a dome, he was still very good.
The thing I don't get about the Brees dome, like, we have to be fair across the board with it then. Do we discount what Marino did because he got to play November and December games in Miami where the weather was...
Well, you can say that even more about Brees because they're playing in another dome in Atlanta.
No, I know you can, but I'm saying
Marino
got to play half his games in pretty good weather unless there was like a torrential downpour or hurricane there. That was an advantage for sure.
People ding Drew Brees because it's fully climate controlled, and I also think it's because if Drew Brees was 6'4", 220, no one would ding him and say he played. Does anyone actually say, and Brees is better than this guy, does anyone look at Matt Ryan who just retired and say, listen, Matt Ryan here, okay, this guy played half his games in a dome. No, because he cut the profile of a quarterback who looked like he was out of central casting.
If anything, Brees would be higher on the list if he was the size of most quarterbacks.
That's what I'm saying here is, like, people use the dome argument against Drew Brees because they're like, well, he was 6 feet tall and he got propped up by perfect conditions.
Couldn't they use it for the first 3 quarters of Manning's career?
Yes.
But
nobody does because he was central casting.
Well, maybe Whaley and Doran did. This morning.
Also, Brees was good in San Diego. It wasn't like Drew Brees sucked when he played there.
I know, another place with great
yes,
weather.
Yes, fine, though. Whatever. All right, let's get into the guy, Jim Kelly. Better than Ben? Yes.
No, okay. I don't think so.
I'll go with guys who are in the Hall of Fame. Warren Moon right now.
No.
Dan Fouts.
I'd pick Ben.
Fouts, no. Fouts, close. I mean, he retired, I think, as
Bradshaw.
The leading passer in NFL history.
Put your cards on the table. Terry Bradshaw, yes or no?
I would say Bradshaw was better.
Same with me. 4 is a lot more than 2. And this matters to me. He played great, by and large, in big-time playoff games. He was the driving force behind
Super Bowls.
I think
there's a debate on Staubach from the 70s, too, against Ben.
So now we're getting to the point now where I'm not too surprised because I know you're a student of the game, Pony, and the history of the game, but I'm even saying when I said 10 to 12 in a discussion with somebody earlier, I think I have to revise that to he's more like, not charitably, but he's probably closer to like 15th or 17th best. And if you're the 15th or 17th best quarterback, roughly, whoever lived, you by definition, to get to the crux of what Crowley started this with, you aren't an all-time great. You are an obvious...
You cut that off at 10?
For me, the all-time greats list, like when I think of just the pantheon, right? It's guys like Brady. Mahomes is on the track. If he plays 5 more years, it's easy. Jim Brown's an all-time great. You know what I mean? Jerry Rice is an all-time great. Frankly,
well, how many
Randy
all-time
Moss
greats does the Steelers franchise have in its history? How many all-time greats do they have?
Joe Green, I think, for significance to the franchise and how good he was, has to be one.
I think they have two at center. I think Webster and Dawson.
Oh, see, I can't put Dawson in there. I can't.
Just because he didn't win a Super Bowl?
I just can't put him in there.
Is Rod Woodson an all-time great? Is he one of the 10 best corners of all time?
I think Woodson is an all-time
great. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I think Woodson is.
Is Mel Blount an all-time great?
Actually, this is a good exercise here, Donnie. This is great rubric. If you're a top 10 guy all-time at any position, I think you have a pretty good case as an all-time great. That means AB, for me, is an all-time great despite being a world-class screwball. Woodson is, because I think Woodson, I mean, I know what Blount was, I was told about what Mel Blount did in the 70s, but I think Woodson's all-time underrated.
Wait a minute, so are we universally agreeing that at his own position or job, Antonio Brown ranks higher on the all-time list than Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
He does, for me.
That's crazy. I think I agree with you guys.
I mean, I think there's also...
Can't you say that about multiple other Steelers? Faneca, Polamalu?
I think it's a little bit tough with the position, too. Like, it's pretty easy to name, like, a lot of great quarterbacks.
Because we think about them so much.
Whereas, like, other positions...
Is Franco a top 10 running back ever?
I don't think he or the bus are.
I think
Franco's closer. Franco was a few yards away from catching Jim Brown when he retired, so I'm going to say yes, he is.
Okay, but like, okay, is Jack Ham an all-time linebacker? Is he a top 10, like he would be a coverage linebacker kind of guy?
I'm going to say yes.
He's like
that.
In the Derek Brooks mold, right?
Yes.
So I say yes to that too. Is Lambert a top 10 inside backer?
I think so.
That's where you're getting weighty though, because then you've got your Singletarys, you've got Dick Butkus, you've got
Dick
Lewis. And
R.I.P.
I
was going to say something again, but it just...
What have you said? What have you said? Ah, yes, former Montour head coach,
Dick
Butkus.
It just happened and I didn't feel right.
Did we say Polamalu?
To me, he's closer to a top 10 safety of all time, than Ben. Like, I can go Ronnie Lott, Ed Reed, and a couple other guys, but I can't name too many before I get to Polamalu.
Yeah, I think he's, like, at worst.
But
like
I think the
five.
Number of quarterbacks that should be considered should be bigger than the other positions.
Because
that
it's
was
a harder
my,
position.
That was my thinking.
Okay, so
like,
do you
want
to extend it to top 20?
At quarterback, should that be top 20?
I don't think it should be top 20 centers, but I think it should be top 20 quarterbacks.
Then he probably he's going to get in there as a top 20 quarterback.
That's how I would do it. It's the most important position in the sport.
Near the later end, then.
I'm fine with that. I still think he's an all-time great.
My definition is very much in the mists here. It's when you watch the guy, did you think, God, almost nobody was ever better than that guy? My list of actual all-time greats is more like top five at every position. If we're really getting technical,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.